If you have a food or drinks business in Sligo, and you don't have to be a member of the Sligo Food Trail, this event is for everybody, and it's an event of networking. And we have a guest speaker, Brona Conlon from Listowk Distillery and Gin School, and she opens the first gin school in Ireland. She's chair of the Boyne Valley Flavours, and she champions food provenance and local producers and businesses in the Boyne Valley. So she has fantastic experience with this. So it's open to all food and drink businesses in Sligo. The registration is free, and you can email dine@sligofoodtrail.ie, or if you go onto the Sligo Food Trail Facebook page, all the information is there. It's on Wednesday, the 13th of March, 7 to 9.30 in the Glasshouse Hotel. So, and as you said, it's a great opportunity for food tourism businesses, restaurants, cafe owners, hoteliers, local producers, just to get together and connect, to network, bring your business cards, and there's a huge opportunity there for small producers in particular to meet with bigger businesses and see if they can, as has happened in the past, where small producers end up supplying larger hotels and restaurants with locally produced their locally produced goods. So it's a great opportunity to connect, to grow your business in the food community, and everybody is welcome.
It is an opportunity, as you say, Councillor, for people to grow their businesses, but it's also an opportunity for businesses to support each other in what's been quite a challenging number of years for this particular sector.
Absolutely, and over the past few years with the food trail, that we found that it's by face-to-face networking. We organise these events, and before COVID it was particularly popular, and it was very, very successful. And we're getting everybody back together again, and we're providing this opportunity for people to meet up. And as I said, small producers and food producers who actually started off in the different markets around Sligo, they have grown their business through the Sligo Food Trail and through the markets. And they are now, for over the past few years, supplying the larger hotels in Sligo and further afield, and restaurants. And it's great because people want locally produced food. They want to know where their food comes from. And we have the freshest, the best food, and the best ingredients, and, you know, the most dedicated food producers here.